Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botano with Natural North Dakota.
Why did the chicken cross the road? That might be the age-old question, but some of you may be wondering why salamanders cross the road. I suspect that most everyone's familiar with salamanders. North Dakota has one native salamander, and that's the eastern tiger salamander. They can be found statewide. They're about 6 to 8 inches long, have smooth, moist, black, or maybe a ripe olive-colored skin with pale yellowish spots or blotches. Salamanders are amphibians, not reptiles. Tiger salamanders generally inhabit their burrows in moist, damp habitats where they feed on earthworms, slugs, insects, and the like. As with other amphibians, the young develop in bodies of water, such as lakes, ponds, and marshes. It's around August when the young become fully developed and can spend more time out of water. And it's around this time of year, roughly the end of August and into September, when they leave the area around wetlands in search of a place higher on the landscape in which to hibernate. Their movements usually are most pronounced during warm, rainy periods. Most of the salamanders we see this time of year are young of the year. From what I've read, most salamanders probably don't make their first birthday. There's a rather interesting aspect to the development of some tiger salamanders. Like frogs, the larval stage of salamanders have gills with stick out and their legs form during larval development. But some individual tiger salamanders or populations never metamorphose into adults. They spend their entire lives in the larval stage in a body of water. This phenomenon is called neoteny. It's not well understood why this happens, but it may have something to do with a nutritional deficiency or perhaps a quality of habitat. Either way, the salamanders do become sexually mature. They just don't lose their gills. So if you see those salamanders crossing the road, try to let them cross safely. All they're trying to do is find a nice place to spend the winter. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. Subscribe to the podcast or find past episodes at prairiepublic.org.